Now, it's 23 minutes to 12. It's, how long has it been? 31 years since IBM introduced their first personal computer, the first PC. 31 years ago. Who would have had any idea back then that computers would run our lives the way they do now? So I thought we might talk about the history of personal computers. Evan Kolentz is a computer historian with the InfoAge Science Center in Wall Township, New Jersey. They're online at infoage.org. You'll find them. But Evan Kolentz joins me. Thank you for doing that.
Good morning, Ian. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Can you remember back in 81 when that first PC came out?
Oh, yes.
What was your reaction? Did you think it was just a bit of a gimmick?
Well, I was a child at the time, so I can't say I personally remember too well. but at the time, I was using Apples and Commodores, like a lot of other people, mm-hmm. and I remember hearing about the IBM PC, and you know, everyone understood then that it was meant to be a business tool, unlike some of the others, which were meant more as home computers.
Sure. The DOS system, I think, deterred a lot of people from trying computers. Do you agree?
Well, not necessarily, because a lot of other computers already used DOS at a time, or something called CPM, which was its predecessor and worked along the same lines. A lot of people who were technical before computers came along, they would have used it anyway. IBM aimed for the business market, and a lot of executives saw a computer as either something for engineers or something for their secretaries, more so than something that will be on your desk.
Yeah, I remember the DOS system, and I remember how confusing I found it, because you had to type in different commands to do any function on the computer, basically. And then Apple came along with the drag-and-drop system, and IBM kind of pinched that, and it brought a whole new meaning to the word personal computer.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, before there was DOS and things like it, they were just computers with switches and lights on the front, which was made DOS look like a wonderful thing when it came along.
Mm-hmm.
Although an interesting note is that Habbo did not invent the graphical interface. Xerox, the photocopy company, invented it. And when the managers found out the engineers were working on that, they said, "What are you doing? You know, get back to making better copy machines." So a lot of those employees left and went to work for Apple. And many years later, Steve Jobs supposedly screamed at Bill Gates and said, "You know, why did you steal our idea?" And Bill Gates, in his defense, said, "Well, you know, Steve, you just stole it first."
We weren't the first to steal it; you were.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I normally wouldn't defend Microsoft. I use Linux at home, but in this case, Bill Gates was right.
Sure. Well, certainly, whoever stole it certainly brought a simplified version of using a computer to people all around the world. But IBM, right. IBM did have a stranglehold for a long, long time, didn't they?
Yeah, and what IBM did that was such a good idea, in my opinion, was they made the hardware available for anyone to operate with, anyone to make parts for. IBM was counting on aftermarket. They didn't really count on people making IBM-compatible PCs. But that worked out to be a good thing, because if it had been just IBM, it would be a limited market. Since anyone can make an IBM-compatible computer, now they've sold hundreds of millions, if not billions, of PCs over the years. And a lot of cases where a company like Apple and other companies pioneered something, it was IBM and the compatible companies that made it really a mass success by making them cheaper and more available.
When there was the IBM personal computer, and as you say, then the IBM compatible computers flooded the market along with Apple. But there were some lesser known models, were there not, at the time?
Yes, in fact, IBM itself, as early as 1975, IBM itself had a desktop microcomputer. It was an all-in-one unit about the size of a suitcase. It was 50 pounds. And so IBM itself had a PC before the IBM PC. But even after the IBM PC, IBM itself had some strange models that people haven't heard of. I'll give you a few examples, Ian. One of them was called the portable computer, and it had a big metal handle on top. It was like a suitcase, and you had to schlep it around. People joke about laptop, desktop, and schleptop computers. There was one called the IBM Convertible, which was a laptop where the screen came off, and so at your work, you could put a desktop monitor on it, and you went on a business trip, you take that monitor off, attach the portable screen, fold it down to how to handle it, felt like a laptop. There was a PC Junior meant for home use, designed to compete against Macintosh, and there was also later on the PS2, also designed for home use, but neither one of those was very successful.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that when in 1981, when the first PC came out, do you think anyone had any idea that computers would virtually run our life 31 years later?
A lot of people look back and say they did, but to find people back then who knew it, it's hard to say. I mean, there was, you know, science fiction writers claim they did, but for example, Commodore in 1982 introduced a Commodore 64, which sold 30 million units, which was the best-selling computer of all time. But how many iPads has Apple sold in the last 3 or 4 years alone?
Exactly.
Right? So I think the short answer is no. In fact, there are some funny stories about that. IBM had a competitor, you know, many competitors in the mini computer market. The mini computer simply meant smaller than a mainframe in the 70s. And there was a famous quote about the world will never need more than six computers. They didn't mean PCs. They meant big computers. Bill Gates once said that 640 kilobytes should be enough for anybody. But little did they know.
Oh, man, has it changed. It's nice to look back at the beginnings of the personal computer with you, Evan, and I appreciate your time very much.
Okay, thank you very much.
Evan Kolentz, computer historian with the InfoAge Science Center in New Jersey, looking at the history of the personal computer. And I do really believe that many people who today won't look at a computer or don't want to get involved may well have been burned, for want of a better term, by the DOS system, because it was very complicated. It was very complicated. And if you looked at it in the early to mid-80s, and said, if this is what using a computer is all about, I don't want anything to do with it. Today, it's much simpler, of course. God bless Apple.